Hello, everyone. I'm Trevor Hodgkins, and welcome to a very special show tonight as we are coming at you from both sides of the Dry River. And when I say we, I am referring to a very special guest. Because joining me now via remote from Juarez, Mexico, is the former intrepid reporter for KRWG and current man without a country, Simon Thompson.
How's it going?
Thanks for joining me. We've been wanting to do this for a while, haven't we?
We have. It's good to be back on the KRWG airwaves. But yeah, it was a bit of a logistical challenge getting all the recording over here and doing the Dry River jazz and blues from both sides of the border.
Well, you know how it goes. I have to haul this equipment all the way down to the river's edge every week, so now you know what I go through.
Okay, now you just had to like get a cable to go on the other side of the river, basically, so it wasn't that much.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it had to be waterproof cable. We had to run it underneath, and then we had to worry about the border patrol, and that's not your first time having to worry about the border patrol, but you know, we'll get into all that a little bit later, where you are, how you got there, and where you're going to next. But this is a music show, after all.
So, funny story, I was trying to get into this subculture of these really good jazz musicians and street musicians, and, you know, it wasn't going very well, and I was basically working at this sandwich shop, this Mardi Gras zone, and there's this horrible job. I think I got fired twice for some ridiculous things, and anyway, whatever. So I was working this job, and this young lady and her boyfriend had this scam where they would basically, they'd come over to me and order two catfish po' boys, for instance. They ordered two catfish po' boys, but then they'd go over to the register and just pay for like 1 6-inch po' boy. It was just kind of seemed weird, like her boyfriend was like, and then once you've made it, put it in a bag and run it to me outside. And I was like, this is really weird. What's going on here? Anyway, so like, basically, I spoke to the manager and the guy at the register. I'm like, did they order like two 12-inch catfish po' boys? Like, what happened here? And then it was like, no, they just paid for a 6-inch. And I was like, huh, this is really weird. So then, you know, the guy came back for his sandwiches, and I'm like, I got the manager, I'm like, look, you know, this guy hasn't paid for his meal. And then basically I was working with this Creole, really good, great cook, this Creole woman, and she just didn't like me very much, and you know, that's fine. So the guy came in, he brought the guy over, and he's like, what did you order, young man? And he was like, oh, just 1 6-inch po' boy. And then this woman went off on me, she's like, you're getting the orders wrong, you're wasting all our food. And then I got fired, basically, on the spot. I was just like, what? I'm like, you know, because I was trying to do the right thing, but just, you know, that's what you do in Australia. You're just like, that's my job to not let people steal from me. So, you know, I was
sure.
Like, yeah, I was just like, this is insane. It was just like, anyway, so like, you know, but like, you know, but you still, could you still finish your shift even though you're fired? I'm like, all right. And like, you know, I just got fired. So I'm like, all right, obviously I need the money. I finished the shift, and then like, you know, I was still kind of, you know, stupefied really, and then I walk out of the Mardi Gras zone, the deli cafe supermarket, and then out of the front of the van is like these guys, and they're like, hey, do you want to have a beer? I'm like, and it was the couple that basically, you know, got me fired, and like, I am so sorry, man. Like, we've been doing that for 3 years. You're the first guy that ever like clued onto it or cared. And I'm like, and like they gave me a hug. They bought me some beers. They were like, they were living out of a van. And then, like, you know, like it just like they just felt bad for me. They're like, we should hang out sometime. But you know, great for a journalist. But yeah, so this is her song, "Down by the Shore." It's an amazing accordion song. Really original. It's got a little bit of a dark undertone.